Okay, the Gemara, we're starting the top of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Gemara says, Gufa. We're going to quote here something that we had mentioned in the previous Amud, which is Amar Rabbi Ami, Zibeach, Vikiter, Vinisech, Behelam Echad, Enu Chayav El Achat. So Rabbi Ami believes that there is such a concept in Avodah Zarah, that there is no Chiluk Avodot by Avodah Zarah. As opposed to Shabbos, as opposed to maybe other mitzvot, where there is such a thing as chiluk malachot or chiluk chataot. Over here, by Avodah Zarah, there is no chiluk between these avodot. So, Amar Abaye, my time with the Rabbi Yami. What's the reasoning? How do you explain Rabbi Yami's position? It says, Amar Kra, lo te'abdeim. The Pasuk says, or uses a generic term that says, lo te'abdeim. Don't worship them. Ktuv asan kulan avodah achat. And through lo te'abdeim, He made them, or the Torah made them into a single avodah, and that because it gives them all one shem achat of lo ta'abdeim, which these are all just manifestations of the same restriction, it is not to worship of avodah zarah, and therefore there is only one problem, and that is worshiping avodah zarah. It says, "Umi Amar Abaye Hachi." Does Abaye really believe this? That there's only one? There's no chiluk avodot? Amar Abaye Shlosh Hishtachavot Bavodat Kochavim Loma. What are you talking? The Torah records a restriction against bowing down to Avodah Zarah three times. So you have, where are the three times, where are they found? One is Lo Tishtachav Elahem, which is found in the Aseret HaDibrot. Then in Ki Lo Tishtachav Elacher, which is found immediately afterwards. And then in Parshat Ki Tisa Lo Tishtachav Elohehem. So all of these times that it says, once in Mishpatim, once in the end of Yitro, and then once in Kitisa, of Lo Tishtachaveh, those three times, the Gemara is going to ask, what do we learn from them? There is a fourth time that is mentioned, and that's in Devarim. In Devarim and Etchanan, in the second Dibrot, it says also Lo Tishtachaveh. So Rashi points out that the second Dibrot are not something new, they're just a repeat of the first Dibrot. So the Lo Tishtachaveh that's mentioned in the first Dibrot, it's the same one that's found in the second Dibrot. That's not an independent Isur. So now that you have these three, what do you do with them? Achad l'kedarka. One is, if that's the normal way, to worship the Avodah Zarah. Achad shelo kedarka. Another one comes to teach us, even if it's not the normal way, you're chayav. Achad mechalek. And the third one comes to teach you that there is such a thing as chiluk avodot etzol Avodah Zarah. So chiluk avodot, this is Abaye. And Abaye was saying, just explain the position of Rabbi Ami, that all one, lo ta'avdei means kulam, katuv asan kulan achat. Now he comes to him and says the word ishtachaveh is teaching us the chalek. So the Mer says, litvarov de Rabbi Ami kamar, v'lei lo svirle. Abaye is just explaining the position of Rabbi Ami. He doesn't hold of it. They ask, what's the reason behind Rabbi Ami's position? Fine, that's the reason of his position. But I don't agree. I say that, first of all, lo tabdeim is an extra lav. That's number one. And Rabbi Yami is going to have to say that the extra hishtachava is not the chalek yatzat, but rather the lav yatzat. He's going to have to argue the other way. So you have Rabbi Yami saying, lo tabdeim makes all the avodot one unit. The three hishtachavaot, one is kedarka, one is lo kedarka, and then the third one will be the lav yatzat. That means that hishtachavaya does not get the death penalty. And Baye will say, no, the Shlosh Hishtachavot, one is Achat Kedarka, Achat Shlo Kedarka, and one to the Chalek, and Lo Ta'avdeim is just an extra lav. You'll be multiple lavs for violating the Yisur of Avodah Zarah. Mer says, Gufa. Amar Rabbi, Shlosh Hishtachavot, Bavodah Chvim Lama, Achat Kedarka, Achat Shlo Kedarka, Achat Chalek. The Kedarka, why do I need a pasuk to teach me if it's the normal way to worship Avodah Zarah? Meicha Yavdu Agoyim Eile. That we learned already from Devarim about don't worship the way that they do. I mean, don't find out how they worship their Avodah Zarah and imitate them or emulate them. Because that's a violation of Kedarka. So why do I need a separate pasuk by Yishtachava? Ella, this is what the answer is. Echad Kedarka, Uka Shalom Kedarka. One of them is to teach you about Kedarka, that's Shalom Kedarka. Ve'echad Shalom Kedarka Legamre, ve'echad Lechalik. So you have three now categories. They amended the first category. The last two remain, which is the Chalek and Shlo Kedarka. That we understand. The Chalek means, makes them into separate avodot. The Shlo Kedarka means that it's not the normal way to worship this Avodah Zarah. The Gemara questioned about if it's the normal way to worship it. We already have a pasuk that teaches us what I need ishtachavah for. So the answer is no. It's really not kedarka. It's kedarka shlo kedarka. But what does it mean? Kedarka v'shlo kedarka. So now Rashi explains that the difference between them is kagon shederach bavod derech kavod v'lo bishtachavah. There are actually two types of avodah zarah. Our Mishnah mentioned them also. Is that there's an avodah zarah that you worship through doing something that is proper, honorable, positive. There are other avodah zarah which are mentioned in the Mishnah where their worship is done through something that's denigrating. Markulis, to throw a stone at the Markulis, to defecate in front of the Pu'ur. So those are derech bizayon. So I would have thought, when do I say that hishtachava is, this extra hishtachava comes to teach me that even in shaloka darka, that it works, meaning that it's still good? So that's what the Gemara says, it depends. You'll have two different types of shaloka darka. The shaloka darka of a normal avodah zarah that's worshipped in an honorable way, and in a positive way. So that's the first time it teaches us that even in that case, hishtachava, if it's not the kedarka, it's still good. Over there it makes sense. Why? Because it's kedarka, and it's low kedarka, but it's derech kavod, and hishtachava is also kavod. On the other hand, when it comes to markulus peor, where it's derech bizayon, over there where it's derech bizayon, maybe I would have thought that hishtachava should not, even when it's low kedarka, hishtachava should not apply. So along comes the pasuk of Shaloka Darka to teach me even there it applies. That the extra Ishtachava comes to teach me even in Avodah Zarah that is worshipped Shalo Bikavod or Bibizayon. Nevertheless, when you do Ishtachava, it's still classified as being a violation or an Isur because it's Shaloka Darka, but still counts towards the Avodah of the Avodah Zarah. So now, Gemara continues. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Barvua Marav. Kevin Shamar Lo Eli Ata Chayav. As soon as he accepts it as a god, he's Chayav. Lamai. What's that mean? That he is Chayav right away? If it's for the death penalty, Matznitan here. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says explicitly, if you say Eli Ata, then you're Chayav Mita El Korban. Vafilo Rabbanan. When it comes to teach us about the fact that you're chayav a karban, and even according to the Rabbanan, why is that? V'atanyo, we have a brisa. Eino a chayav al avar shiyesh bo ma'aseh. He's only chayav on something that has an action associated with it. Kegom, zivuach, v'kitur, v'nisuch, v'ishtachava. All of these are active forms of worship, and therefore you would be chayav. Who's the Tano who says that bowing down is enough? Rabbi Akivi, Tamar lo be'in in ma'aseh, because he's the one who said that you don't need a ma'aseh. So that's the one who says, Kevin Shamar lo Eliyata Chayav, that's going to be authored by Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva is willing to be Mechayev you even when there is no ma'aseh, because a chatat, by the parsha of chatat, it says, v'asa achat mikol mitzvot Hashem, so there's a requirement of ma'aseh to be chayav. So that we have, so now we have the answer to our question, which is, Eliyata is chayav, that's not about death penalty, but rather about korban. What's unique about korban? Korban requires a ma'aseh. Oh, he says, wait a minute, if you require a ma'aseh, then how come Eliyata works? You have a brisa that says, and there we have all these ma'asim that make you chayav. Who's the one who thinks that ishtachava is a ma'aseh? Rabbi Akivi, damar lo bein in ma'aseh. He doesn't require ma'aseh mechlal. The Rabbanon sabre bein in ma'aseh. That we see from this that the Rabbanon, or the implication from saying that it's Rabbi Akiva is the author, is that the Rabbanon themselves think that you do need a ma'aseh. So ki kama Ravanami the Rabbi Akiva Komar. So this statement of Rav of Eliyata Chayav for a korban is according to Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva does not require maaseh. Therefore, Eliyata is sufficient in order to be mechayev. And what does it mean that Rabbi Akiva doesn't require maaseh? So Rashi has an interesting girsa. Rashi's what girsa is Rabbi Akiva he damar delo beinin maaseh gamur. We don't need a full-fledged maaseh. Because Megadef, when it comes to Birkat Hashem, he's Mechayev Mishum Maaseh Zuto. Even a small action is enough to make you Chayav. Da kimat sfatav ha-bemaaseh. The moving of your lips to pronounce the words is enough of Maaseh. V'hochanami, also here, Kfifat Komato ha-bemaaseh. The bowing down, or the, you know, lowering your head, is classified as a Maaseh. V'hadachtani, in the brace that says, Enu Chayav Ela Davar Sheesh Bo Maaseh. Afuke hirhura delo mechayev alo. That comes to exclude a case where there's pure hirhur. So that's the Gemara now divides between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva believes that according to Rashi that you don't need a maaseh gamur. You just need a small maaseh to be chayav. And then there is a maaseh gamur, which even the Chachamim would agree that you are chayav in. Tosus, on the other hand, says or disagrees, and he says that Kigamar Rav Nami Rabbi Akiva Libet Reish Lakish Kamar. This is according to Reish Lakish. The Rabbi Yochanan says the way Rashi explains Rabbi Akiva, he explained Rabbi Akiva according to Rabbi Yochanan, which is that even Rabbi Akiva requires a maaseh, he just requires a smaller maaseh. Tosfos disagrees and says no. Over here, what we're saying is this is Rabbi Akiva, but the Rabbi Akiva of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Akiva of Reish Lakish was that you require absolutely no maaseh. You require absolutely no maaseh, then that's what it's meant over here, that Rav holds like Rabbi Akiva, Rav holds like Rabbi Akiva, which is that he requires no maaseh, Eliyata, that's enough. So Mar says, the Rabbi Akiva, I need Rav to tell me about Rabbi Akiva, Pshita, Hainu Migadef. How is saying Eliyata any different than Birkat Hashem? Should be no difference between them. So Ma'adu Teimad, Kan Lo Mechayv Rabbi Akiva Korban, Elam Migadef. Only Rabbi Akiva is mechayvu a karban in the case of megadev tichtiv be karet, because there is karet. Avahacha lo tichtiv be karet. Over here, where there is no karet associated with it, emalo, we would say no, that there is no korban chatat. Kamash v'lon ditkushe yitkush. So in Kamash v'lon, that there's a hekesh between hishtachava and amira and zivuach, because it says in the pasuk vayishtachavu lo. So this is from Parshat Kitisa, when Hashem is telling Moshe what happened down below. And he says that the Vayishtachavu lo, they bowed to it, Vayizbechu lo, they brought korbanot to it, Vayomru, and they said, Elo Elecha Yisrael Sheelucha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So there you see that Vayomru is in the same category as Zivuach and Yishtachavaya. Since they're all in the same category, therefore, they're all chayav, first of all, karet. And number two is that if you do it b'shogeg, you're going to be chayav a chatat. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanani malei vav shebelelucha nitchayvu v'sheyem shel Yisrael kliya. So again, this is a nice way of saying that Pnei Yisrael would have been wiped out had they not used the plural form of helucha. Because that indicates, they said, Ela Elohecha Asher Ha'elucha Meretz Mitzrayim. It doesn't say Asher Elohecha, in a singular form, that took you out of Mitzrayim, but Elucha, which is that there's a tziruf. There's more than one person, one God that took him out. So it's this, plus Hashem. So they did some sort of shituf between them, which is Kitznai. It's like a Macholus Tanayim, Acharim Omrim, Yimalei Vav Shebelucha Nitzchav Rishem Shel Yisrael Kliya, that's like Rabbi Yochanan. This is the other opinion. Says, wait a minute. What are you're claiming shituf? Shituf is where you worship something plus Hashem. That together you worship them. You don't deny that there's a God. You worship Hashem, but you also worship this Avodah Zarah, which is what we're indicating here. They worship the ego, but they also believe that Hashem took him out of Mitzrayim. Says, why does that help you? Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, that's shituf. That you only allowed to direct your allegiances to Hashem. So now what are you going to do with Helucha? So he says that She'ivu Elohot Arbe, Elohot Arbe, that they desired many gods. And that's Asher Elucha. Elucha was, they were looking for this. This is what they were looking for. They were looking for multiple gods. And that's why they said Asher Helucha in the plural form. And now the Gemara says about the end of our Mishnah. Someone who hugs, kisses, you know, cleans, sprinkles on the Avodah Zarah, these are all things that are derech kavod, then he's not chayav mitak. Yad Rav Dimi Rabbi Elazar, kulam lokeh, chutz me'anoder bishmo ve'mekayim bishmo. You will get malkut for violating any one of these isurim, which is megafef, minashek, mechabed, marbit, everything else that is in our Mishnah, except for the case of noder bishmo, someone who takes a neder in the name of the Avodah Zarah, or mekayim bishmo. Mekayim is a shua, that he takes a shua in the name of the Avodah Zarah. So, why don't you get malkus for neder and shua and shame of Avodah Zarah? Shum davale lav shame bo masa. It's a lav without any masa. All there is here is dibor. There is no masa. Hananami. So, what are you going to say about the others? Minashek, megafev, right? Marbitz, minake, mechabed. Why are these? Why are they? That you shouldn't get malkus there. Hananami lav shibel chalolo too. They're included in a general lav. A general lav that has many manifestations. Vein lav elokin alav shebechlalot, and you don't get malkut for a lav shebechlalot, meaning that you don't get a lav, you don't get malkus if the lav has multiple meanings in it. Titania, how do I know this? Minayin ochel b'nei ba kodem shetetz en afshar shu b'lo taseh. How do I know that if a person eats an animal before its life has left it, that he violates a lo taseh? Talmud Omar lo tochlu al adam. Don't eat it on the blood. I mean, don't eat it until the blood, which is a dam hua nefesh, till the life has gone out of the animal. Devar acher. Another limud is lo tochlu al adam, lo tochlu basar v'adayim dam b'mizrak. You're not allowed to eat by the carbon oats. You're not allowed to eat the meat of the carbon oat if the blood hasn't reached the mizbeach yet. If it's still sitting in the pot or the vessel that you're going to bring it to the mizbeach to sprinkle it, that's not enough to allow you to eat the meat. You want to eat the meat, you got to get the blood on the mizbeach. So that's lo tuchlu al adam. Don't eat while the dam is still sitting around. How do I know that we don't make a sudat havara for those that are killed by Beis Din, that are sentenced to death, or executed by Beis Din? I mean, that generally an avel who returns from the kever, they set up his first meal, which is not his own. He can't make, his first meal is not of his own. And he used to set up, and they're dead. He'd sit out in the street, and everybody would come and eat, and they would give the, they feed the avel. How do I know I don't do this for a person who was executed by Beis Din? Because that is, Talmud Lomar lo tochlu al adam. Don't eat, right, al adam, because of the blood. Now the blood, what blood is this? It must be the blood of Beis Din, that Beis Din spilled. So Beis Din did an execution, lo tochlu. We don't feed him, we don't take care of him. Also here, again, that it makes sense, because we saw earlier, right, in the Gemara, that we want this to be a kapara for the person who was executed by Beis Din. Therefore we don't give them kavod. That lack of kavod will be a kapara for them. How do I know that a Sanhedrin that has sentenced somebody to death, that they may not eat that day? It says, don't eat, right? Al adam. You shouldn't be eating when there's a dam, you know, there's a case of damim, a case of nefeshot that is in front of you, that is that you're executing on. So now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Azhara the Ben Sorero Mare Minayin. How do I know that there's an Azhara for a Ben Sorero Mare? Tamad Omar lo tochlu al adam. Don't eat al adam. And again, lo tochlu al adam means do not eat something that will cause damim. And over here, the Ben Sorero Mare, part of what makes him chayav is that he eats echal tatimar basar. He ate a portion of meat. I mean, he's a zolel, a sovei, eats meat, he drinks wine. I mean, that these are the items that make him into a ben sorer umore. How do I know this? Lo tochlu al adam. That you shouldn't eat something that brings him to the death penalty or bring him into a bad situation. So all these are explanations of what lo tochlu al adam is. So lo tochlu al adam becomes a lav shibichlalot. It's a lav that has many different Isurim, or items I learned from it. Again, the Gemara Bracha also mentions lo tochlu adam is not, that you're not allowed to eat lo tochlu ad shetit palulu al bimchem. And you're not allowed to don't eat before you daven in the morning. That also comes from here, lo tochlu al adam. So now, it's a lav shebichlalot, so this we went a long way around to teach us that lav shebichlalot, you don't get malkut for, because you see, lo tochlu al adam, none of these you will get malkut from, even though there are many manifestations of lo tochlu al adam. Since there are so many, it takes away the azhara or the lav that would exist there. So over here, I don't understand. Why don't you say the same thing by the Migafei, Finashek, all these Abudot? They all come from the same Pasuk. And since they all come from the same Pasuk or the same Lav, then why should we give Malkut on these? Rabbi Avin Bar Chia, v'itim Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana, al kulam ein oloke, mishum davilei lav shibichlalot. So this is the reason that all of these lotuchal adam, the conclusion is that on all of these different explanations of lotuchal adam, you will not get malkot. So now, Ella, so you must be, ki ata ravin am Rabbi Lazar. So before we had Rabbi Dimi coming and reporting what Rabbi Lazar said, now we have Ravin coming explaining or reporting what Rabbi Lazar said. It says, al kulam ein oloke. And none of these items do you get malkot, chutz min anudir bishmo, mekayim bishmo. Except for a person takes a neder or a shvu'ah in the shame of Avodah Zarah. So it's the exact opposite of what Rav Dimi brought. Rav Dimi brought that you get malkos on everything except the neder and shvu'ah. Over here, Rav is bringing the opposite, which is that you'll get malkot for neder and shvu'ah, but not for anything else. Maishna hanach tololoki. Why are the others do you not get malchus? Like we just explained, it's a lavshib bechalot. You don't get malchut on it. So haninami. So also this neder and shvuah you shouldn't get malchus. Haninami lavshim bo maser inu. They're lavshim bo maser. So why should you get malchut? How ki Rabbi Yehuda? Tamar lavshim bo maser lokin alav. This is the position of Rabbi Yehuda who says that by lavshim bo maser you get malchut, and since you get malchut. On a lav shein bo maser, therefore by neder and shvuah you will get malkut, even though by megafei from nashek, all those you will not get malkut because those are lav shein bichlalot. So it turns out that it will be that the one item that is not a maser will get malkut, even though all the items that are a masim will not get malkut because they are subsumed under one lav, and that becomes a lav shein bichlalot. Tosas answered an interesting question over here. He says, how come? For instance, by Shabbos or by Yom Tov, do we not say that's a lav shebichlalot? It says lo tasu kol melacha. So if you say lo tasu kol melacha, why isn't that classified as a lav shebichlalot? There are many manifestations of what it means lo tasu melacha. So Tosfos says, it's the last Tosfos. It's 2, 4, 5 lines up from the bottom. V'chad minayim memashel by Yom Tov. There's a big difference. He says, there it says Lotasu Komalacha, and over here it says Lote Avdeim. Now, over there when it says Lotasu Komalacha, it says, it means, or it's explaining, right, Kol melacha shi avoda you shouldn't do. Kol melachet avoda lo tasu. So the fact that the Torah goes and says kol melachet avoda is implying that there are different types of melachet avoda, and each one of them will be a basically an explanation of kol melachet avoda lo tasu, as opposed to lo te avdeim, which seems to be just a general principle of do not worship. So the way Tosfos explains it, at least, that there is some sort of pirut, there's some sort of more directed explanation of lo tasu kol melechet avoda, kol melechet avoda lo tasu. So that melechet avoda already indicates to you that melacha is found in different types of avodot, as opposed to lo tavdeim, which is a singular statement that don't worship them, and therefore it's classified as a lav shebichlalot, as opposed to by Yom Tov, where it's not classified as a lav shebichlalot. So when it says the Tanya, how do I know that Rabbi Akiva holds lav shein bo maser, you're not looking alive? Because the pasuk says, lo tutiru mimenu ad boker, right? Do not leave over from the karbanot until the morning. But no tutiru mimenu ad boker, beish disro, for anything that's left over has to be burnt. So now, what is that? What does that teach me? She says, pasuk comes to teach you that if you leave it over, you must burn it. That means there's an asay after lo tasay, lo mar shein lo kin alav, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. He says, that's for that reason you don't get malkus. It's lav ani tak lasay. Lav ani tak lasay does not get malkut. Rabbi Yaakov Amer, lo min hashem hu zeh. That's not the reason. Hamishum davalei lav shein bo maser. It's a lav ani mishum. V'chol lav shein bo maser in lo kin alav. Any lav shein bo maser, you're not Lokin alav. So why do I need to worry about lav and itakta say? We have a lav shein bo masa here. Mechlal, the Rabbi Yehuda sover, lokin alav. Then we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you do get malkut with lav shein bo masa. And that's when we over here, Aruka Rabbi Yehuda, when we say that this statement of Rabbi Lazar that's brought by Ravin, that says that you get malkus for neder and shvua and not for anything else, is based on this position, but based on Rabbi Lazar, who's based his position on Rabbi Yehuda, who says, lav shein bo masa, lokin alav, that you do get malkus for it, and therefore in this case, the only way to make your partner for malkus is to call it a lav and itak lase, not a lav shein bo masa. Again, it's lav shein bo masa because it's lo totiru menu ad boker. Just don't leave it over. It's a shev al tas. If you sit around and leave it over, you're in violation of the yisur without doing any action. All right, now, Rakadinius.
Why is another mekayim still lav shbichlalos? Because it goes together with the zaveach and the kapel and all of that.
It's not. There's a separate yisur, which is we're going to see in a second, which is shem Elohim achirim lo tazkiru and lo yishma al picha. That they come from a separate pasuk, as opposed to the other melachot, which all of them came from one pasuk, and this has its own pasuk. Since it has its own pasuk, therefore it doesn't have a lav shbichlalot category. It's now another mishmo, makem mishmo zeh v'lo taseh. So now vanoder mishmo v'makem mishmo minobon. How do we know? Where is this from? The Tanya, because it says in a brisa, v'shem Elohim achirim lo tazkiru, and that you should not have. There should be no other name of a god. On your lips. So, by the way, just for you, because you were just asking this, what is the source of the pasuk here? So Rashi brings the source from Megafei, from Nasheik. He says that the source is, he gives two sources. On the previous sermon, he gives two sources. One is, Al telchu acharei Elohim acharim, from Yirmiyahu, which is very strange, because it's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu for the lav, and this is a lav that we're willing to give malchus for. Right, that the Gemara has a havamina that you should get malchus. It wasn't a lav shei b'chlalot. And Rashi quotes a pasuk from Yirmiyahu was the source. Then he brings the second source, which is Inami al tifnu al ha'elilim in Vayikra. Assuming kishen darko b'kach, as long as that's not the derech that you normally worship it, then al tifnu al elilim is the restriction from here, a separate yisur that applies to all of those melachot. And then now we're going to ask for the source for Noder and Nishiba. And since you have a different source for each of them, one of them is a lav shbichalot, and this one is a separate. So it says, Minalon detanya, b'shem Elohim achirim lo taz kiru, shlo yamar adam lechavir moshmor li b'tzad avodat chokvim plonit. Wait for me next to this avodah zorah. Lo yishma picha, shlo yidor b'shmo, v'lo yikayim b'shmo. You shouldn't take a neder or a shvua in its name. Velo yigrom lacherim shidru bishmo bikemu bishmo. You should also not cause others to take a neder in avodah zarah or a shvua in avodah zarah. Dvar acher, another one is lo yishma al picha azara the mesit ul mediach. Shma al picha comes to teach you that it's an azara for those who are mesit and mediach. Gemara says, well, mesit and mediach. Mesit v'hedjoktiv. A mesit already we know for certain has a lav. What's the lav of a mesit? It says, v'chol Yisrael yishme'un ve'ira'un v'lo yizidun od. Right? L'sod ha'davar zeh v'yatara mikarbecha. And that the people will see v'lo yizidun. They won't do this anymore. There's a restriction against doing this. So you know that already, that there's a restriction against doing it. Ela zarah l'mediach. Right? So that's it. It's only for the mediach. We don't need it for mesit. You're right. We don't need it for mediach. So now Tosfos asks your question. The top Tosfos asks your question, why isn't this a lav shbichlalot? Because I just said to you, okay, we have a lav that Rashi brings on the previous Talmud for all megafeif, benesheik, all these items. And then we have a lav for shvua neder. The problem is that we have two things out of this lav, shvua and neder. So why does that become a lav shbichlalot? That's Tosfos asks the top. Abagav dahani bet, melo yishma nafko. Both neder and shvua coming from them. The ain't ze a lav shbichlalot. That's not one lav shbichlalot. The chado miltahi shmashmiya shem vod chachovim. It's one thing. You're not doing different things. It's either a shvua and a neder are different ways of doing basically the same thing, which is saying the shem of avodah zarah in a kavodic way, using it in a manner that indicates reverence and respect, and that you're actually uttering the avodah zarah in the context of some sort of neder and shvua. Tosis then asks afterwards, wait a minute, isn't lo yishma a lav shenitan lazarat mitad beis din? It's a lav that would end you up with a mitas beis din in the end, and any lav that ends you up with a mitas beis din, you don't get malchus for. So he says, Eish lamar, Rishim hachi kamar davar acher. So that's why the Brisa gives a second answer about what we do with lo yishma v'picha, lukme, right? Lo yishma, it's a rather mediach. Right, so in the beginning, he says, we didn't split it into two psukim, right, because there was just a asmachto bi'alma, right, that we learn everything out from lotas kiru. And then later on, when we have the davar acher, then we move everything on to lotas kiru. So once you've done that, it's not a lav shnitan la'saret mizbeitzin. As originally we thought there was lotas kiru and lo ishma, we split up the two, there were two of them. But then when we have something else to do with lo ishma v'picha, about the lav, shenitan la'saret mizbeitzin, which is meisidim ediach, then we move everything over onto lotas kiru. And therefore, the neder and the shvo will come from lotas kiru. And when it comes from lotas kiru, then it's a lav. And that you would get malchus on, and again, Tosa suggests that it's not a lav shebichlalot, because it's really one, it's the same thing. A neder and a shua are just nuances in the same problem, which is mentioning the Shema Avodah Zarah in such a context. So Agmar says, alright, Messiah Avodah Shmuel. What we just said is a good proof or help to what the father of Shmuel said. Damar Avodah Shmuel asur la'adam she'aseh shutfut im ha'ovid kochavim. Person may not make a partnership with a non-Jew. Shema yitchayev lo shvua, because maybe there will be some altercation between the partners, and he will be obligated to take a shvua in order to uphold his position or to verify or to give veracity and tokef to his position. The non-Jew will take a shvua. V'nishba b'avod ha'kochavim, and he's going to take a shvua in the shame of ha'kochavim. Right? And we just saw this. The Torah says lo yishma picha. That we don't want to hear, we don't want you to cause, that was one of the things that was said in this braisa, but lo yigrom acharim shidru bishmo bikaimu, that we shouldn't cause others to take a shvua. So now, that's avod shmo. I'm going to come back to this, it's a very, very important. Correct, from you. You will cause the goy to have to take a shvua, and you'll be responsible that he's taking a shvua, b'shem avod zarah. So it's extremely important, Tosfos here, I don't know if any of you out the Mekorot, based on the statement of Avodah Shmuel, that Asur la'adam she'aseh shutfut min achri, she'em yitchayev lo shvua v'nishba b'avodah zarah shelo. So Tosfos here raises the issue. The Tosfos also found in a number of other places. It's found in Bechorot. Actually, I'm going to quote the Tosfos from Bechorot because it's written a little more clearly. It's also found in the Tosafot in Megillah, when it's in talking about these subjects. So I'm going to just quote you the Tosafot from Bechorot, which is very similar to the Tosafot that's found here, which is that, Mikan Oseh Rabbeinu Shmuel Kabbalat HaShvua Mikal V'chomer. Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam, says that you can't accept a Shvua, meaning that a Goy wants to give you a Shvua to show you that he's really telling the truth. You can't accept that Shvua for Kal V'chomer. If you're not allowed to make a Shutfut, you're not allowed to make a partnership with him because he might come to make a Shvua, then when here when he's offering you a Shvua and you're going to accept it, then certainly you can't do that. For Rabbeinu Tam Matir, his brother, the Rabbeinu Tam, says, no, it's okay. Why? Kishu Matzil Mi Adam. Number one is, it's like you're saving your money. If you don't accept this shvua, if you don't let this go through, you're not going to get anything here. If you let this go, you're never going to get paid back. So that's number one. The Tosus asks on this, V'yeshul chaleik, bein safek levadai. Tosus brings a proof from Chagehem, from their holidays. But on their holidays, you're allowed to shop with them if we're not certain or to get your money back from them and get repayments of oral loans where you're not going to be able to collect them after holidays because it's Matzil Mi'adam. If you don't collect it now, maybe in the chance that you'll never get your money back. So better to take the money, even though he might go and give thanks to his God. So Taz says, well, there it's a Safek. Over here it's a Vadai that he's going to do it because he's taking a Shavua in the name of the Avodah Zarah. So I don't see how that's a good connection, Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam brings another proof, and this is going to become the center of the controversy. He brings two proofs here. One is Damar Avur Barhi. This is the Gemara Megillah. That technically there's a series of Amoraim who describe what gave them Arichot Yomim, or what type of mitzvah that they were Ochezin and that was special to them. So there it says, Avur Barhi, technically, Lo Avde Shutvut Im Ovde Kochavim. I never made a partnership with the Ovde Kochavim. Vi asur, my rebute. If it's asur for everybody to make such a partnership, what was so special about him that he didn't make partnerships with a guy? The same reason Rabbeinu Tam says that in Shabbos, when the Gemara says, take the lead, the kaimit gimel sudot, you know, it's a good, you should look at me, I do a great thing, I eat shalosh sudos, I eat three sudot every Shabbat, Mashmashu kulan alo yinizarin behen. It's clear from there that others were not being nizhar in this. People were not keeping this mitzvah. And that was what was special about him. But here, the Ravino Tam suggests it's not really asur, because otherwise what would be the chiyuv? So why is that? Oed perish Rabbeinu Tam, bizvan hazeh. So this is very, very important. Rabbeinu Tam says, today, kulam nishbaim b'kodshim. Nobody takes a shvu'ah in a avodah zarah. They take it in their holy people or their holy parts of their religion. Vein tov svim mehem elahut. They don't assign to them any godliness. They're just part of the v'afol pi shemazkirim mehem shem shemayim. Wait a minute. What do you mean they don't say? They mention also God's name along with it. They mention God, and they mention these holy people or these holy items along with it. So why is that? Is that okay? V'kamenatam, he says, l'davar acher. And over there, they're obviously meaning something else. They're meaning that the God is associated with some individual. Ain't ze shem avodat kochavim. That's still not classified as kochavim. Ki datam l'shem oseh shemayim v'aretz. In the end, they really intend for God, the creator of the world. That God, creator of the world, just has different manifestations. Ve'af agav shemishtatev shem shemayim devar acher. Even though he combines now the shem Hashem and somebody else's name, meaning one of their gods or one of their holy people, ain't kan lifnei iver. You don't have to worry about this. Lo temek shol debnei doach lo huzhura kach. Bnei Noach were never warned against this. Lidan lo eshkechan isur begram shituf. And therefore, we're not going to be responsible for causing them to do shituf. So Tosfos, the premise of the Rabbeinu Tam, has a number of proofs here, but the most important, which is going to be controversial, actually set the precedent for halacha, is the fact that there is no such thing as shituf by a ben Noach. There's a restriction against shituf for a Jew. A Jew cannot combine Hashem with any other deity, without any other representation of God. They can solely and must only focus on Hashem, and shituf is asur for them. But that is not true according to the Rabbeinu Tam for a ben Noach. Ben Noach is just restricted from worshipping Avodah Zarah, but he's not restricted from Mimishatef, another person or power along with Hashem. And based on that, the Rabbeinu Tam wants to be matir to take Shavuot in the countries that the Rabbeinu Tam lived in the Christian countries, where largely Catholic countries, where they had the Trinity. That's obviously or probably what he's referring to or hinting to in the Tosafot over here. And based on that, the Rabbeinu Tam wants to say we can accept their Shavuot because they are not worshipping Avodah Zarah. That's Kodem Kol. And number two is what they're doing is Shituf. And Shituf is not restricted for a Ben Noach. So now, that's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. When we go to the Rambam takes a strong opinion. These Rambams aren't so easy to find because some of them were censored and then later on they were added in. But I'm going to bring you first of all the Rambam in the Perashat Mishnayot to the Rambam of Masechet Avodah Zarah Perek Aleph. Over there he says Yesh Ladat Shekol Ir Mi'arei Uma Notzrit. Any city that has a Christian city Sheyesh Labehem Ba Bama, that they have some sort of altar in it. But some of them are Beit Filatam, meaning that a place that they pray in, a church. Sheru Beit Avodah Zarah Belo Safek. Rambam says that is an Avodah, that's a Beit Avodah Zarah without any questions. Harizu Ayir Ein Mutar Lavor Ba Bekavana. You can't pass through that city with intentionally or live there, except that we unfortunately because we're Tachat Yadam we have to live there. But he says if this is the din for the city, then Kal Vachomer, you're not allowed to enter in to the church itself because it's going in. How could you get in? He says that even he thinks it may be usher to even look at it and get close to it. I mean, the Rambam is very, very strict about this. The Rambam seems to be taking the opposite position of Tosafot. Rambam in Halachot, Shluchim Mishutofim, in Perikei, when he quotes the Halacha of our Gemara, he says, Asur lishtatef imakum shemit chayv lo chaveru shvua v'yashbiu birato. And maybe they'll take a shvua. The Rambam has no qualifications that eliminate anybody. He doesn't have the qualifications of the Tosafot. He says, you're not allowed to have them take any shvua in the name of their gods. Now what's important, the Agot Mamoniot over here quotes the Tosafot. He actually misquotes. He quotes it in the name of the Rashbam, who says that it's Mutar. It's really Rabbeinu Tam. And he quotes the Shitas of Rabbeinu Tam. Then the Rambam, in Hilchot Machalot Asurot, in talking about what is a Ger Toshav, over there he says that a Ger, this is Perakut Aleph, Halacha Zayin, Mehilchot Machalot Asurot, he says, Ger Toshav, who shekibel av Sheva Mitzvot. This is a Goy who's taken on, a Ben Noach who's taken on the Sheva Mitzvot, and therefore they don't have a, his Ayayin, his Stam Yenam, his Osir B'Shtiyah, but it's Mutar Barana. He doesn't have a problem of Stam Yenam. But he says, V'chein kol akum, sheino vedo akum. And any non-Jewish nation that doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, kigon, like who? Eloi Ishmaelim. Like the Muslims that are around us. They worship one God, and therefore they don't worship Avodah Zarah, and therefore their wine, Stam Yenam, will be Asur B'Shtiya, but not B'Hana. V'chein horu kol ha geonim. And that's where all the geonim paskind. Aval. Now here the Girsan, most Rambams reads, Aval, u akum, ovde akum heim. Right, those that are Akum, that worship Avodah Zarah, right? And therefore, there's Stam Yenam as Asur Bana. But if you get to the older, like I found the Ktav Yad of Romi, over there it says, Aval HaNotzrim Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The Christians, who according to the Rambam are classified as Ovdei Avodah Zarah, their Stam Yenam is Asur Bishtiyah. And the Rambam again in Hilchot Malachim, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Dalet, is the last halacha in this Perek, that this part of the halacha was wiped out. It's not there from the censors. In the more recent printed Rambams, you can find it also again in the Ktiv Yad Romi, you can find it there. And there he quotes about, over there he quotes about Yeshua Notzri and the Navi HaIshmaeli. But again, the Rambam over there says that it seems clear that he is worshipping Avodah Zarah. So now you have what turns out to be a massive machloket harishonim here about whether Christianity is classified as avodah zarah or simply classified as shituf, and therefore, and shituf is not a problem for a ben noach. You have also on this, you have the Ashut HaRash, Ashut HaRashba, and Ashut HaRadbaz that all toe the line with Tosafot and say that today it's not a problem because the Akum of today are not worshipping Avodah Zarah, and clearly they're referencing in the countries they live, they're also referencing to Christianity, and they don't believe that there's a problem of Avodah Zarah when it comes to them, or either that, or there's not a problem of Shitu for Ben Noach. The Rush only makes one concession. He says, listen, if you are a Yirei Shemayim, and they agree to take a Shavuah to you, then instead of making him take the Shavuah, just accept it. By the mere fact that he offered already to make the Shavuah, Matuelet, what's the benefit of actually taking the Shavuah? So if he already offers to take it, just let him go now so he doesn't take the Shavuah of the Shem Avodah Zarah. And in Shulchan Aruch, in the Tur, and in Shulchan Aruch also, they paskin like the Tosafot here, like the Rosh and like Tosafot. And in these cases, there's a Tur in Or Chaim in Kuf Nun Vav. There's also a Tur in Yerodeya, Kuf Mem Zayin. There's a Tur also in Choshen Mishpat of Kuf Pei Bet. In all these places, the Tur brings down that what today... that you can't make a partnership with an Akum because you might cause him to take a Shavuah. And then he qualifies that in Orach Chaim, and he qualifies it and says, but that's not true of the Akum that we have today. And because, again, he's using the Rush, his father, and he's using Tosafot as the basis for his Heter, that they're not classified as Ovdei Avodah Zarah, worse, they're Shituf, and Shituf is Mutar for a Ben Noach. The Pitchei Tshuva in Kuf Mem Zayin already starts to raise the issue that maybe this isn't so Muskam Nakol. And he quotes a Shut No De Biuda, which we'll get to in a minute. And the Beit Yosef in Choshen Mishpat in Kuf Pei Bet also brings down that there are others that seem to disagree over here, and that they have nuances of what the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam say, and therefore, maybe this isn't so clear. So if you get to these other poskim, which are the poskim of the Shut No De Biuda, you also have Abashava Kohen and Shar Ephraim. All of them say that this is a big mistake. Everybody misunderstood Tosfot, and Tosfot never meant that. The first thing that Yeshua Nudu Behuda says is the Rambam clearly doesn't hold this way. We saw that. I mean, he didn't have necessarily the Girsaot that we have in the Rambam, but it's clear the Rambam never qualifies his statement that you can't have a partnership with a Ben Noach or with an Akum. So that's number one. Number two, he says everybody misunderstood what Tosafot meant, and he wants to reread what's in the Tosafot. He says that even the Ramah, who's quoting the Tosafot, meant something else. And what do they mean? They mean that, number one, there's two Isurim. When it comes to Shituf, when it comes to combining Hashem's name with some other Avodah Zarah, there are two Isurim. One Isur is to take a Shvuah, but Shituf. The other one is to worship Avodah Zarah of Shituf. And that, the Noda B'Yudah says, that all Tosafot said, and all that the Ramah said, is that you're allowed to take a Shvuah. There's no restriction against a Shvuah of Shituf. But not that there's no restriction against Oved Avodah Zarah. So what will come out from the Noda B'Yudah is that someone is Oved Avodah Zarah B'Shituf, there's no difference between Israel and an Achri, and they're a violation. So the Noda B'Yudah will actually classify the religion, or the Christianity, or a church as a Beit Avodah Zarah, even though, based on the Ramah and the Tosfot, you're permitted to take a Shavuah from them of the Shituf. Because by Shavuah of Shituf, there's no Isur. But the Shituf itself is Avodah Zarah, and it's classified as Avodah Zarah both for Israelim and Nochrim. So this Noda B'Yehuda really turns over or changes the whole dynamic. The first thing the Pitchei Tshuva says is he doesn't think the Noda B'Yehuda can read that in the Ramah. The Ramah doesn't say that. The Ramah in the Darkei Moshe is even more explicit, that he thinks Shituf is just not an Isur. There's no Isur Avodah Zarah of Shituf by a non-Jew. So that is clearly not the Shita of the Ramah. And even the Tosafot is hard to read this way. He has to change around the Girsa. The Veshava Kohen also says the same thing over here. He says, Afinat Di Nira Lefarish, the Mashakad about Tosafot Varosh, the Bnei Noach, Lozurakach, Kamatam Li Shava, Be'eshem Avodah Zarah. That's only about the Shvuah. So he says, and based on that, he says that he thinks that there's a problem, even though he wants to go against that, he thinks that there's a problem in the, there's a girsa problem in the Tosafot, there's some sort of Tod Sofer that caused all of these problems, and based on that Tod Sofer, that's what drove everybody over here into the wrong or to the wrong conclusion. But he wants to conclude in the end, and based on how he rereads the girsa in Tosafot, he wants to say that Tosafot and the Rush agree with him, that that there is no such thing as Bnei Noach are fine to worship Shituf, just maybe that they're permitted to take a Shvua Shituf, very similar to the Nodeb Yudah. And the Shaar Ephraim gives an additional, says the same sort of thing, that he can't find. He says, I can't find. Lo matzino shum posek Bnei Noach enim uzarim el Shituf. Says, I looked through, right, the Bavli, Yishalmi, I don't find anything like this. There's no such thing. And then he goes on to explain the Tosfos and the Rosh. How do they explain it? And then he goes on to explain that, that what the Tosfos and the Rosh permitted was taking a Shvav Shituf with Kodoshim. Not with other gods, Shituf with gods, but Kodoshim, things that are holy to them. You're allowed to have Shituf of items that are holy, there, a Ben Noach, it's not Muzhar. But if a Ben Noach actually says some other item that he thinks is his god, then that there's definitely not permissible. So again, the Shaar Ephraim disagrees with the Tosfot, and tries to reread the whole Tosfot to say that the Tosfot doesn't even mean that he permitted Shituv. He just permitted this idea. You can combine Kodshim, things that are holy to them, and Hashem Shamayim. The Veshava Kohen, who says that I saw the Shaar Ephraim after I wrote my tshuva, and he says, I'm happy to see that he has the same conclusion to me, that it's all a mistake, because I disagree with his reading of the Tosafot. I don't think you can read what he says into the Tosafot. But anyway, now you have some pretty significant, there's also a Mil Tztaka, there's the Shaar Ephraim, the Veshava Kohen, Od Biuda, all who say that they think there's a number one, that the Rambam clearly doesn't believe in this, and number two, is that they think even that there's some problem with the Tosafot, and people are misreading the Tosafot, and the conclusions that come from that are all wrong. So now, once you move from there to the modern day poskim, come to first day or the more modern poskim, Shut Binyan Sion, and they asked him if that a Beit Medrash was forced to buy, they wanted to buy a house, but the original house or the house they want to buy to make their Beit Medrash was used for the Kohanei Umot Shovdim Avodah Zarah B'Shituf. So it seems to be that it was a purchase or was a Christian house that was used, and then they prayed there to their God. So for many years. They didn't bring any tmunot, they didn't bring any paraphernalia in there, but they still prayed in there. So you want to know if they can use this this place. And the Shut Binyan Sion says, Ayah Nirak Tzad Le'asor, he thinks that maybe I should be Oser, Imlo Mitzad Adei Ahet there. The Labadar Zara Mamash Nishtamesh, it was never really used for real Avodah Zara. B'nei Noach Lo Mitzuvim Ala Shituf. So he uses the Tosafot, uses the Ramah, and says basically that B'nei Noach were not Mitzuvim Ala Shituf, and therefore you can go ahead and you can buy this house, you can take this. The Shut, the Tzitz Eliezer was asked to a question, Imutali Kanes Leknesia Uminzaro Mizgad V'chein Latzaretem. Are you allowed to go into a church, a monastery, or a mosque? And over here, the Shut Eliezer again goes back to much more similar to the Nodeb Yudah, and he quotes the Rambam from Perusha Mishnayot, and he says, I don't understand. He says, it makes no sense to me that you can enter into any of these places. He says, I don't know where we got this din that a Ben Noach is not Chayav in the Shituf, and he thinks that it's Asur. He thinks it's so Asur that even as opposed to many of the others who believe that going to a mosque is not a problem because there it's not Shituf and that should be fine, he believes that Tzitz Eliezer, even based on this and based on what he comes to, the conclusion that he thinks that you shouldn't even go into a mosque. Because even, he says, that they who worship one God, but they still bow down to their Navi Sheker, din avodat elim yesh lekod shehem lechol davar. They have a full din of avodah zarah. V'im kein barur lefi zeh shegam beit hamisgad shelahem shebohem mibtzayim avodotam yesh lo gam kein din shel beit avodah zarah lechol davar v'asur lekanei shem. That you can't even go into a mosque according to the Tzitz Eliezer. There's a number of shutim from the Rav Avadi Yosef. One of them is Maseh Bal Yadi. Biot ki konsol arel achad meit. Some consular general, somebody died, and then he was going to have to go into the affair inside of a church. And is he allowed to go and attend inside of the church? And again, the Rav Ed Yosef answers in the negative, and he says he may not attend, and that he really should make strenuous efforts not to enter into the church. There's also Yechavadat. If he in Yechavadat, Chelek Dal Siman Mehei, he asks, are you allowed to visit tourists? Are you allowed to go visit a church? And again, the Rav Ed Yosef takes a very strong position against going into a church for any reason. And he says that, he quotes also a shut of the Rav Palagi, who says that a Jew should never enter these places, and makom tum'ah, and a Jew should not be affected, the zera kodesh shouldn't enter in these places, and they're horrible for the Jews, and therefore he says that it's asur be'achleit. The only exception, or more lenient Jew he has, is about a ger tzedek. A ger tzedek wants to know, can he daven for his father, who's non-Jewish, who is technically oved avad zera? And number two is, after they pass away, his non-Jewish parents, is he allowed to say Kaddish for them? So over here, the Rav Ed Yosef finds Heterim and thinks that because here it's Shituf and not full-fledged Avodah Zarah, that over here these people, you could say a Refuah Shleimah for them, that you could daven on their behalf. He makes some distinctions about how to daven for these individuals. And he says that anyway, that you have to take care of your father, there's still a din of Kibud Ava'im, even though Ger, Ketino, Kshinola, Dami, still there's a semblance of Kibud Ava'im left, and therefore why shouldn't he be able to take care of his parents and be merape them or daven to Hashem on them? And he brings down that it might even be a Kiddush Hashem if the davening helps. And he brings examples of where davening helped and it was a Kiddush Hashem. So therefore they should go ahead and daven on their behalf. And afterwards he says about Kaddish, he says that he should say Kaddish. We see that other examples of times where people who were not necessarily the tzaddikim, where the people said Kaddish for them, and therefore over here where he's not stepping on anybody's feet and causing him not to say Kaddish, because today we all say Kaddish together. Therefore, since he's not taking away anybody else's schut, he should say Kaddish. But he tells him a little secret. He says, let me tell you that the Kaddish and the Baruch are only for the Amei Aretz. The real way to bring a schut to the parents is to learn Torah. And he says, if you want to do that, that's the best thing to do, is to learn Torah on their behalf. The last thing was a letter I got from my brother-in-law, Michael Cherish, was a letter from Rabbi Lukstein, who actually attended the inauguration and the prayer ceremony of Obama, President Obama, when he was installed in the U.S. as the President of the United States. And over there, there was a big controversy about whether he should go or not. So over here, I included the letter about defending his position about why he went to the church and why he felt it was justified in going to the church. And obviously, the positions really lay out along these. First of all, machlokas arishonim, and then a machloket poskim about how seriously we take this, and then down to the modern day questions of what's the status, not only by shvuah, but of the religion, and therefore does it have a din of avodah zarah, or does it have a din simply of shituf, which might be possibly mutar for a ben noach. Today has a nafkaminot in terms of how we look at certain religions, right, when it comes to halacha. Right, so now the Gemara says, Ki ata ula bat b'kalanbo. When Ula came, he rested, he took, he slept over in Kalanbo on his way. So, Amalei Rava v'hechei batmar. So when he was coming, Rava asked him, hey, listen, where did you sleep last night? Where did you make your stopover? Which motel did you stay in, or which city did you stay in? Amalei b'kalanbo. Stayed in Kalanbo. Amalei Rava v'hechei batmar. You're not allowed to mention Avodah Zarah. How did you just mention? Kalanbo is an Avodah Zarah of Nivo. So how come you are mentioning the Shemo? It's a city of Avodah Zarah that was named after the Avodah Zarah that was found there. How could you mention it? This is what Yochanan says, Kovadat Chovim, Shaktuva B'Torah, Mutad Laskir Shema. Any Avodah Zarah that's mentioned in the Torah, you can say it. Where's it written about Kalanbo? Says, yo, that says dechtiv, it says in Ishayo. Kara, bel, kares, nivo. So kara means was kneeling, bel, which is the name of Avodah Zarah. Kares is that it's doubled over, nivo. So there we see nivo, which is kalanbo, or kalanivo, kelnivo, I don't know what it is, but that is a play on this nivo. So Abaye believes, since it's mentioned in the pasuk already in Ishayo, that's enough for him to be able to state it or to say it, because he's not doing no more than what the pasuk does. So it says, "Ve'ilok tiva lo." But if it's not written, you don't. So meitiv mesharshia ra'achat mirubak shlosh shehi kemit gedion l'shilo. If a person has a ri'iyah, and this is for a zav needs to have. There are three different types of zavim. There's a zav with one ri'iyah. So zav with two riyot and a zav with three riyot. Zav with one riyah is equivalent to a balkeri. Zav with two riyot requires 7 days of tara, but does not require a korban. Zav with three riyot, three sightings, right, requires not only 7 days of tara, but also a 8th day with the korban. It's a main korbanot. So now, what happens if he sees one? He has one emission, a zav emission, but it's so long that it's equivalent of having three emissions. So then we do, what do we say? How do we know that it's as long as three emissions? That is, that it goes for the amount of time that it would take you to walk, go from Megidion to Shiloh. Shehein, which is also equivalent to Shtei Tvilot Ushnei Sivugim. The amount of time we take you to go to the mikvah, come out and dry off. Go to the mikvah, come out and dry off. Why? Because we want, between each Re'iyah, you would have normally gone to the mikvah. So that amount of time, if you have three, that one sighting that lasts the extent of time that would have been the equivalent of three, then you are a Zav Baal Shlosh Riyot. Harizeh Zav Gamur. So, Kim Migidyon L'Shiloh. Migidyon is, again, a city of Avodah Zarah. So how come over here we're mentioning, again, this idea of Migidyon, because it's not written in the Pasuk. If it's not written in the Pasuk, how are you mentioning it in the city of Avodah Zarah? So my answer is up. Amar Rav Leina Gad Nami Michtov Ktiv. God is also mentioned in the Pasuk. Tichtiv, it says, Orchim La Gad Shulchan. Those that set the table for God. So this is again in Yishayahu, right? These are, it's talking about these people that are worshiping Avodah Zarah that set up a table for this God, the God being the Avodah Zarah. Even though earlier in the Masechta we spoke about this special sofa that they used to make for Avelus, right? That you didn't have to flip it over, and then they said it was the God, right? That was the thing. It was the Sar of Nikiyut and Parnasah. So there it mentions, I think, God also, which comes from here, Ochim Lagad Shulchan. Had this idea that you set up something for God. Samar Rav Nachan, Kol Leitzanuta Asira Chus Melitzanuta Adavu Chachavim Desharya. That making jokes and being lighthearted about things is not appropriate, except when it comes to Avodah Chachavim, you can poke fun at them. Don't poke fun at other things. Shouldn't be a clown, except when it comes to Avodah Zarah. Dichtiv, because a pasuk says, Karabel, right? Karos. Kores Nivo, which is the pasuk that we quoted before from Yishayahu. Then we go say like equivalent of dot 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 dot, and then in the next pasuk it says Karsu Karu Yachdav Lo Yachflu Maleit Masa. They were doubled over. They bowed down together. Lo Yachflu Maleit. They couldn't escape from being carried off. So now the way the Gemara is interpreting it is that Karsu here are being doubled over. Is because they have to defecate, so that the weight of the defecation causes them to wait to bend over, and they could escape from it, so they have to defecate. So it's making fun of this Avodah Zarah, which is obviously not a human being, and so it's saying denigrating things about it. And here's the pasuk making fun of them, and we also have the same thing when it comes to the pasuk in Hosea. The pasuk in Hosea says. Uchtiv, it says, Dibru, go and speak. Now this happens to be from the pasuk before. Again, it's dot 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 dot. It's not. There's no pasuk Dibru leglot, but Dibru is the beginning of the pasuk before, and then the next pasuk begins, Dibru leglot beit oven. Go speak about the eglot, right? The eglot here are the calves of beit oven of the worshiping of Avodah Zarah. Yaguru shchan shomron. They should be in fear. Those that live, those that reside, the inhabitants of Shomron will be scared. Ki aval alav amo, right? They are mourning over it. Uchmarav alav yagilu al kavodo ki galam imeno, and its priests will also be in mourning. Those that used to give kavod to the Avodah Zarah ki galam imeno, because it's been exiled. The calf is being taken away. So again, here it's making poking fun at the Avodah Zarah, the agalim that are found in Beit El. Right, that are going to be carried off by the king of Shomron, or they're going to be put into exile, and then poking fun at the inhabitants and the priests of these agalim that they're going to be in mourning over the loss of their ego. To Greek kvodo, ela kvedo. Don't read the pasuk as uchmarav alav yigilu al kvodo, the ones that they used to honor, or the honor of the agalim, but rather you should read it as kvedo. That their burden, at Rashi again, he uses the same term, al-kvedo, is masag, votav, v'reyishibahem, at the weight of its defecation or its refuse. So even though they're not really alive, because they were golden calves, nevertheless, the pasuk's pointing fun of them that they can't move, or they're kaved, they're so heavy because of their refuse that is inside of them. Amar Yitzchak, my dichtiv, what does the pasuk mean in Hosea? Bata yosifu lachato. And now you continue to sin. Ve'yasu lahem masecha mikis mikaspam. They made for themselves images out of their silver kitvunam, based on the designs that they wanted. Atzavim, idols. My kitvunam, atzavim. What does it mean that they made idols and the images that they wanted. Each one of them made their own little avodah zarah, puts it in its pocket. In time he remembers it. Takes it out of his storage, wherever he keeps it in his pocket, in his breast pocket. He takes it out and he hugs it and he kisses it. My, what does it mean? The pasuk continues. Zovche adam agalim ishakun. Right, those that are zoveach, that kill men, agalim ishakun, the calves will kiss them. What type? What pasuk is this? That those that kill men will be. So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak debate Rabbi Amish. Shayu mishartei over there chamim notnim enehem bebalei mamon. So again, here it sounds like those that are makriv people to avodah zarah, the agalim will kiss them. So Rabbi Yitzchak says no. The priests or the workers of the avodah chamim notnim enehem bebalei mamon. They saw people who were rich. Umarivim et agalim. They used to starve these calves. Osim dmut atzavim. They used to make images of the people, but images or sculptures of these rich people. Umaridim bitzarabusehem. And they used to place it right next to their tribes. Umotzinotan achutz. Then they let them go and wander around. Kevin Sharuotan. As soon as they see these rich people, ratzin achareim. They start to run after umishamshimben. Umishmashmashimben. And they start to rub up against them. Why? Because they've now associated, they have the Pavlovian, right, the association of eating with this image. And now when they're outside, they see this person, they see, wow, that's the same image, it's like my food. And they come up and they start rubbing against them, we need to eat, we want to eat. So, they say, the Avod HaChavim wants you. It's time to bring yourself to the Avod HaChavim, we've got to be sacrificed to you. Yavobi Yizbachat Smolo, come and sacrifice yourself to the Avod HaZarai, picked you. What can you do? So Amar Rava, Rava says, well, the pasuk, if that's the explanation of the pasuk is written wrong. Hi, Zovchei Adam Agalim Ishakun. It's not those that give worship, give human sacrifices to the Avodah Zarah, the calves will kiss them. It should be the other way around. Agalim Ishakun is Zovach Adam Mibayilei. Say, those that the calves kiss, they will be brought as human sacrifices. So that's what you're describing here. Those that the calves chase after will be brought as human sacrifices. Anybody who gives his son over to a Avodah Chavim, Amalo, Doron, Godol, he grieve lo. Yavo, Vishak lo. Anybody who sacrifices his son, that means Zovchei Adam, that you give your son to a Avodah Zarah, say that that's a great gift. Come and kiss the Avodah Zarah. Come and kiss the Agalim, because you just gave a very fine gift to the Avodah Zarah, which is you were makriv your son. Samar Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. So this is actually in the Shomron. This is after Sancheiriv is Golet, all the people of the Shomron, and he mixed people up. Part of the Galut that he did, Bilbel Kol Umot, moved everybody around. So he brings new inhabitants to the Shomron, and the new inhabitants are in trouble because there are lions eating them up. So they said, listen, we don't know, you brought us here, but we don't know how to worship Elohei Aretz. We don't know how to worship the God of this land, that's why we're getting killed. So they import back a priest, excuse me, who knew the area and knew how to worship the Avodah Zarah there. They brought him back. And then they go ahead, and each one of them, each nation, had its own Avodah Zarah where they worship. And that's it. Anshei Bavel asu Sukkot Binot. Anshei Bavel made their Avodah Zarah. They made this Sukkot Binot, which is Mainihu Tarnagolet. They worshiped a Tarnagolet, some sort of chicken. Anshei Kut Asuet Nergal. They made a place called Nergal. Mainihu Tarnagol. That's a Tarnagol. That is a rooster. So these were their avodah zarot, these are their places, these high places. V'anshei chamat asu et ashima. Shechamat made ashima with an aleph in the pasuk. Umay niu barcha karcha. They used to make a barcha karcha. Rashi says, what's a barcha karcha? It's an eiz barcha kori called tzon. All tzon, all livestock is called a barcha because a eiz kori le karcha. The eiz is called baldy because he doesn't have wool. He just has hair. So compared to the other tone, the other livestock, he doesn't have a big covering. So he's called a karcha. So this idea, barcha karcha, is all these, all those livestock that they made it in the shape or the form of livestock of its own. Vayivim asu nivchan. They made a place called nivchan or nivchaz, depending. Ve'et tartak. Manihu, what are those? Those are a kelev. Kelev, because a kelev is no veach, right? He barks. Vachamor, and the chamor. Vahas varvim sorfim et bnehem. And the sparvim used to burn up their children. Baish, And fire la adra melech va'ana melech Elohei asfar vayim. They used to give it to these two gods, the svarvim. What are the gods? A pered, a mule, vasus, and a horse. Those were their gods. That's adra melech and ana melech. Those were their gods. And they used to bring these human sacrifices to their children and burn them in front of them. Adar, right? Adra melech. Da'adar le'ei le'marei b'ti'ina. Right, so that he adorns its master in care of its burden. That's the chamor, the pered, who carries his master's burden. That's why he's called the Adra Melech. Ba'ana Melech, da'ani le'ei le'marei, that he responds to his master b'krava, in war. That's the horse. So, Avchizkiya Melech Yehuda b'kesh aviv l'sodkein, that Achaz, Chizkiya's father, wanted to sacrifice Chizkiyahu to avodah zarah, ela shesikata sachato imo salamandra. His mother put on him this fireproofing, which is this salamandra, which is an animal that comes out of the fire, whose blood, if you put it on a human being, gives it fire protection. So his mother gave him fire protection, therefore he did not burn when they sacrificed him to avodah zarah. Amar Yehuda Marav Yodim Ayusel Bavadach Chovim Sheim Bo Mamash. They know that avodah chovim is not real. They just wanted to get around. They thought, we don't want God. We want to worship the avodah zarah because there are no restrictions. When you worship avodah zarah, there are no laws, and therefore we can do any arayot we want. Just like they remember the children, they will remember their mizbechot. Right. So that's the way that a person is drawn after longing for their child. So too, they had longing for avodah zarah. Right, you just said that they didn't really want to do it. So where it says batu davikube. Once they got hooked on it, then they began to long it. So I mean that originally they didn't believe there's anything mamashut to it, but once they did it, then they started to long it. Tashma v'natati pigrechem al pigrei gulichem. Amar Eliyahu atzadik haya. Amar Eliyahu atzadik haya mechazer al tapuchei rav shvishleim. He's going around all those that were starving, those that are blown up from starvation in Yerushalayim. V'machad matzati nok sheyatafuach. He found a little child, a young child that was blown up from lack of food. Umutal bashpa. He's lying in the garbage heap. Amar lo meizu mishpachata. So Amar lo mishpachat ponit. Which family are you from? He gave him the name of the family. Any Amar lo klum nishteir miyotom mishpachat. Anybody left from this family? Amar lo lav chutz mimeni. Except for me, there's nobody left. Amar lo imani imalam tchad davar shatachay be atalamed. Says, will you listen to me? I'll teach you something that'll keep you alive. Will you learn it from me? Amar lo hein, of course. Accept the yoke of heaven on you each day. Say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Echad. Declare that Hashem is the only God. So Amar lo, he says back to him, and this is probably quoting a pasuk in Amos Vav pasuk Yud, which there it says, V'amar v'has kilo lahaskir b'shem Hashem. Be silent, because nobody mentions the Shem Hashem. Shelo limdo aviv v'imo. So that he says, no, silence. I can't say anything my parents didn't teach me. My parents never taught me about Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We only know about avodah zarah. He takes out the avodah zarah from his from its hiding place. Hugs it and kisses it. Until his stomach explodes or ruptures, and then his avodah zarah falls on the floor. And then he falls on it. That's what it says in the Tochcha v'natati pigrechem al pigrei gilulechem, that your corpses will be on the corpses of your gilulim. Gilulim are your avodah zarah. So your corpse will land on the corpse of your avodah zarah. So over here you see again that they love their avodah zarah. It says again, batur davikube. That's after they got caught up in it. In the beginning they knew there was nothing to it, but later on they got caught up in the in this idea. So it's also the quote. It's interesting here that we quote the two psukim. Quote the one pasuk from the Tochacha, and then we quote the Haftorah for the Tochacha, which is the other pasuk comes from, is the Haftorah for Bichukotai. So these two, we quote both psukim in regards to this of worshipping of Avodah Zarah over here. Okay, we'll stop over here.